Well, on behalf of Victory Electric, the veterans of Fort Dodge and the Dodge City Law, we want to appreciate everybody for showing up today. We have several announcements, with this being our first press conference for the 2016 season. And our first topic we're going to cover is actually one that involves a community here in Southwest Kansas. Victory Electric, a couple months ago, started a program called Biddle for Vets. And I think it's something that's very passionate to myself personally. My dad is a retired military person himself. Had great discussions with Quartermaster Larry Rollison here with the Dodge City Veterans. But I'll actually have Victory Electric talk just briefly about the program they started a couple months ago, and we'll talk about the partnership, what we're going to be going forward from there.
We started a program in late June called Vittles for Vets, and we were approached by the Dodge City VFW about possibly raising some non-perishable food items for the new food pantry out at Fort Dodge to support the veterans out there. So we came up with a program, Vittles for Vets, where we would offer all of our members of Victory Electric the opportunity to bring in three food items and be entered to win one of six $100 bill credits. So if they bring in the items, they get in the drawing, and it's a great way for us to support the community, support Fort Dodge, and the members to get a little bit of a benefit as well. And to date, we've donated over 1,500 items to Fort Dodge.
Our partnership with Victory Electric, the Dodge City Law, we have a goal or a hope that with the partners and the residents of Southwest Kansas that we can make a donation of 1,000 non-perishable items to the soldiers at Fort Dodge Home. And so we're going to do our part to give back to the community. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the Dodge City Law football office located at the United Wireless Arena. We will actually be a gathering station for those non-perishable items that can be donated. For every 10 items that are donated, we will actually issue one certificate to go towards any Dodge City Law game for the 2016 season. And our hope is that over the next couple of weeks, we can actually get that food pantry stocked at the Fort Dodge Soldiers Home and kind of make a difference to not only people in Southwest Kansas, but people that have made a difference in our lives in this country that we live in. We're very appreciative for their sacrifice, what they've done for us. And this is a way through Victory Electric and the Dodge City Law and all of our partners that we can give back and do something great for the community. Larry, do you have anything you want to add to that?
We want to thank Victory Electric and Dodge City Law for their assistance on this. This is a project that is dear to the VFW's heart. And you talk to the veterans and the widows down there. This time of the month, it's getting a little short on money, and they're tickled to be taking the food. In fact, we have one of the ladies that's in charge of the food pantry sitting over there. And they can't thank you guys enough. And the VFW Post 1714 can't thank you enough. This is one of our projects that we're going to use to try to win a national award, because this involves all the veterans. And we don't care if they're transits or they're veterans down in their life. Just come out and see the young ladies out there, and they will take care of you and see that you get some food. Good.